Catch it, catch it. I'll bring you in.
Берешус, Роши Акойлул, Хаври Акойлул, all those who came out to learn on the day off, it shows what they are machshav. Today's topic, it's actually near a day, the halachas of chesamos, which are found in Siman Kuf Yutes, or as it's titled, from Uber Eats to office fridge. Probably the most oft asked question is, I get a delivery from Uber Eats, or in England from Deliveroo, and it came unsealed. It's exactly what I ordered, but it came unsealed. What is the status of this food? Before we answer that, we'll learn through Siman Kuf Yutes. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Tes on the bottom, says Omer Rav, Chavius Osur B'Chaisim Echad. Champag Mutar B'Chaisim Echad. And the Gemara explains what does this acronym mean. And after the Gemara corrects it, the final thing is Chatich Hasdag, fish. Basar, meat. Yayin, wine. Chalas. It's also b'chaisam echad. It needs two chaisamas. Cholov, murayis, pas. And gvina is mutter b'chaisam echad. So certain things need two chaisamas, two seals, and certain things one is enough. What is the difference? What needs two seals? And what needs one seal? So it's machlekes rishonim how to explain it. Rashi says it depends if it's expensive. Expensive things need two seals. Cheaper things need only one seal. Simply a question of motivation. The greater the gain, the greater the motivation, the greater the protection you need. The Ran says, the chilek is it iser megufay or iser machmas taruvus dava acher? Something that could be inherently treif, like a fish or meat, that needs two chesamas. Things which are inherently kosher, and the question is just a problematic ingredient, that only needs one chesam. The Rambam says the nafkamina is whether it's a chash of a deraisa or a derabbanan. Something is echshash deraisa, it needs two chesamas, and if echshash derabanan, one chesam is enough. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Yutches Sif Aleph, clearly paskins like the Rambam, Kuf Yutches Aleph, it says divrei chavis and champag, and then he says v'chol sheisuroi medivrei seifrim. So if the shayla is a drabanan, one chaisim is enough. And if the shayla is a deraisa, then you need two chaisamas. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam shehakol nivra. It's an interesting shayla like this. To ascertain that it's not also a drabanan, one chaisim is enough. Deraisa, two chaisamas. Meat needs two chesamas. Cheese needs one chesam. What happens if you have a box that has meat and cheese in it and has one chesam? Do we say, hey, the cheese is kosher, so the cheese is kosher, the meat must also be kosher? Or do we say, well, the meat is treif, so the cheese must also be treif? Or do we say, the cheese is kosher and the meat is treif? And the Derech Teshuva says that this is a shaila in Yeridayim. In Kuf Yud, we know if, let's say, you have roiv kosher meat and a miyut of treif, and you don't know which one you bought, so it depends. If it was delivered to your house, we say kol b'parish, meruba parish. If, however, we say you went into the store to buy it, kol kilo k'matzah matzah. What happens if you have half an animal, which was delivered to your house, and the other half you bought in the store? Now, there's no such thing as a half an animal being kosher and a half an animal being treif. So what do you do? Do you say the half an animal that's in my house is kosher, so the one in the store has, the other half has to be kosher? Do you say, no, the one in the store is treif, so therefore the one in the house is also treif? Or do you say, no? Although it's impossible, the halacha is that the one in your house is kosher, and then the one in the store is treif. And this is a famous machlekes in Simin Kuf Yud, the Chachmei Vilna, and this machlekes is telling us. Now, one example is cholov. Cholov is a shayla of a derabbanan. Therefore, it only needs one seal. So the question is asked, but cholov is a shayla of a deraisa, shema irva davar tamei. The reason why cholov akum is also because there might be some tarfus in it. So Bishlam, according to Rashi, it's inexpensive. According to the Ran, it's just a shayla of terutz. But according to the Rambam, the shayla here is a shayla of a deraisa. They might have added some horse's milk to it. And the Pesuk Teshuvah brings famous Noid Yehuda that tam ke'ikar does not apply on an isser asei mideraisa, only on a lois asei. And since cholov tomei is only usser as an asei, so therefore, even if there is mixed in some horse's milk, it will only be usser midrabanan, and that's why one is enough. Next is pas. Bread only needs one chesem. As the Shach writes in Halachiyah, the pas, ein by ela shema yachlov b'pas shalhem. The whole shaila is pas akum. Hilkach b'mokem shenoygin hetter b'pas shalhem dekachavim. People eat pas palta. Pshita dein sarach chaysim klal. You don't need any chaysomis. The question is, well, maybe it's pas palabayis. Even if people eat pas palta, but this might be pas palabayis. That's also why does it not need a chaysim? And the Kaf HaChaim says, it's a Svek Seike. Maybe it was switched, maybe it wasn't switched. Even if it wasn't switched, but maybe they switched it with Pas Palta, which is kosher anyway, and therefore it's Mutu. The Kaf HaChaim says, another answer, Roiv, bread is Pas Palta. Very little Pas Palta bias. So therefore if I have a suffix, what it is, I assume it's Pas Palta. The Chikkei Leib has a very interesting thought. He says, what's wrong with pas akum? It's chasnas. You might come to marry them and get close. He says, there is no issa chasnas if I don't know for sure it's pas akum. I might go marry someone because maybe they gave me some bread. And therefore, he says, you don't have a chash. Now, just to make it clear, this is in the times of Chazal. It's implicit when you learn Gemara that bread is kosher. The sole question is it pas akum? Why is that so? Because bread used to have either two ingredients, flour and water, and maybe yeast, or three ingredients, they added salt. As you see in Shulchan Aruch, do you have to dip it into salt or not? Today, bread is made out of as many ingredients, and some of them happen not to be kosher. They put oil, could be vegetable oil, it could be lard, it could be anything into the bread to keep it soft and moist. That is a shayla of kashrus and a shayla of a deraisa. And if you have no, today bread needs two chesamis. Same thing, bread, or what we call matzah on Pesach, needs two chesamis because it's a shayla of a deraisa. Shulchan Aruch continues in Siv Aleph. V'yesh oimer. Now those who say, she'af bidvarim she'tzrichim shnei chesamis. Even if you need two chesamis, le'amru ela b'she'le'ach al-yidei goy. You send it with a nachir, and you'll never see it again. She'ein osad liris chesam. Avo mafkid, she'osad liris chesamai. I give food to a goy. Hold it for me. And then when I'm going to pick it up, I'm going to see it myself. Dai b'chesam echad. There it's enough to have one chesam. Kihu yare, because he is scared to change it because it will be noticeable. Now the Shulchan Aruch says this as a yesh oimrim. and this is very negeya, in your office fridge, where you put something in the fridge, and you tie it up, and you make a chesem, and you only make one chesem, but you're going to see it later. The Yesh Eimer is saying it doesn't need two chesamis, because you're going to see it later. The question is, do you paskin like this Yesh Eimer? And that's a machlokes. The Pritayer and the Beis Meir says, the general rule when you learn Shulchan Aruch, if it says A, the Yesh Eimer B, he's paskening A. And therefore, since it only says as a Yesh Eimer, you cannot rely on it, at least the Chassidim. The Prichadish says we do paskin like this Yesh Eimer. The Aruch HaShulchan says there's no machlokes in the first place. It's not a contradiction. The beginning of the halacha was Sheleach, and this is Mafkid. And therefore, he says we paskin, Chesem Echad is enough if you are going to see it. Why? Because there's a mirsus. There's a question asked, do I have to actually check it later? Well, the very fact that I know that it had a chesem and I could check it later is enough. And when you look at the shach, you'll see, and Pichadosh, that it's enough. You don't have to check it later. Mirsus is enough. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. Next, the Ramah says, V'yesh oimrim deloy b'inish teich chesamis rach b'Yisrael. Only when it's a goy chashut. Avol b'goy ha'koil shorei al dei chesem echa. This is the psak of the Ramah, that b'di'evit, sending with a goy, is mutter b'chesem echa, only a Yisrael chashut. And this is just a lesson for those people in kashrus. Sometimes you think, well, I have a Jewish manufacturer, a Jewish merchant. He's not so trustable. It's okay, I'll treat him like a guy. That's the parlance he uses. I will treat him like a guy. You should know he's worse than a guy. A guy you can trust the chesem echad. A yid is not so. Yidden that are not chashud, chinah chashud are much more dangerous than guy, unfortunately. Now, something which is an Issur D'oraisa needs two chesamis. What is the maila of two chesamis? So Rashi says, the tricha lezayif. It's a bigger tircha, takes greater effort to falsify it. Now, it's implicit that you could falsify it. As a matter of fact, if you could invent a chesam which cannot be mezayif, you'd only need one. It's only because you could be mezayifit, therefore you need two, because two is harder, and therefore you need greater motivation to do it. This is a tshuvin-based shleima. Wine traditionally came in barrels. There was only one chesam. For that matter, I don't know now, but when I grew up, kedem wine with the metal caps only had one chesem. But since it's impossible to open the cap without splitting the ring, so that is good enough. And Moshe Feinstein says a can of tuna only has one chesem. There's a label around it. But the answer is you can't open a can of tuna, take out the contents, and replace it without it being noticed. And therefore, where it is, you cannot falsify it, one chesem is enough. When you could falsify it, then you need two chesems. So that brings up a shaila. What happens if I invent a chesem, which is very hard to falsify, but you could falsify it, and the effort that it would take to falsify this one chesem is the equivalent of the effort it would have taken to be falsified two chesamis in the time of Chazal. In other words, what is the takana? The takana is I should have a tircha. The application is two chesamis. But if I make, let's say it should take me 10 minutes to do it. So I invent a 10-minute seal, that's good enough or no? The reason for the takana is tarach lezai. But today you need two chesamis. And the answer is look at Sipei. Sipei, it says, you get meat, mshalach al yidei goy yerach v'loy chesem, so halacha is, if nicker was done on it, it is mutter. What is the heter of nicker? The guy could do nikkur also. So what is the heter of nikkur? Zot the Rashba. Because nikkur is a tircha gedayla like two chesamas. So it's implicit in the Rashba that even if you don't need two chesamas, what you need is something with a tircha. The Rosh and the Iri say that nikkur is a simen movik. The simen movik, it's a total different heter, it's nothing to do with chesamas. So this shaila, if I have a one chesam which I could falsify, but it's very difficult, is it like two chesamas? From the Rashba we have a raya, from the Meiri we don't. Now, it says in Sif Beis in the Ramah that this whole chash that a guy switched it is only if it's nene bechalit. He benefits from it. There's some motivation to do it. Shaila is, let's say there's no benefit. Is there a motivation that a guy wants to be machshalid? A guy would dafka switch it, lahachas. Why? Because he wants to be machshalid. Or it's only when there's some type of personal benefit. So give a look at Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis. Tosfos says, Umahai taima shorkinon b'chol yoyim deir shalonu l'shuf peseinu oivedus echadun v'loi chashinon dilma hitila isra b'seichon. There's no such chash that a guy added something b'dafka. She has no motivation to do so, and therefore we don't have such a chash. And that's the opinion of the Rosh and the Ram. Tshuva sarajba, he says, tzarachin. I don't know if the Goyim switch things lahachas, but only for benefit. How do we paskin in this machlokes? Do we have to worry about it was being done lahachshel? In the Marit, he says, depends how hard it would be. A guy doesn't go out of his way to be machshel someone, but if it's very easy, maybe he'll spring for it. The Pri Chadash and the Pri Tayer say no. No, there's no reason to be chayshish for it. The Noid Bihuda says there's no reason to be chayshish, and his lashon is ve'ein tzorach shum raya bedava shesvara nachayna mitzad atzma. You don't need to prove things that are self-evident. It's self-evident. No guy does things just to be machshel yid, and therefore, it is mut. We don't have the chash of being machshel, and that's the psak of the chachmas adam baruch hashem. Now. That's b'di'evit. What about l'chatchila, are we worried the guy will be machshel? Tosfos says no. Tosfos says, Mahai taima shavkinan b'chol yayim. We do it l'chatchila. The Rashba is mesupik. How do we paskin in that machlokes? Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuvos, Ein manichin vaday de Tosfos b'fnei sofik ha-Rashba. Ein sofik meisim de vaday. Rashba says, I don't know. Tosfos says, I do know. If you do know, we follow the person who says we don't know. So we're not worried about being mashal. And therefore, the whole chash is if it's nene b'chalit. Does the person benefit? Normally benefit means financial benefit. Take the kosher meat, sell it off, put in trefa meat, which is cheaper, and then sell it off again. That's a financial benefit. There could also be personal benefits. What happens if you're, imagine you're driving a delivery truck and you're going long distance and you're hungry. You have to imagine you're a guy. And so you might just be motivated or tempted to eat what's in the truck and then replace it. That's also called nene b'chalipin. And they say it in Chacham Tzvi and the Beis Meir. The question is as follows. Let's say it's not nene b'chalipin. The delivery is taking place in town. The guy wants tuna fish sandwich. He can get his own. There's no financial benefit for switching. The halacha is that it's mutter. Is it mutter or chachila? Or no, it's only mutter b'dievet. Can you send something with no chesamis if there's no motivation for the guy to switch it? And Amesha Feinstein writes like this: the truth is, from Tesis it's mashma, it's mutalakatila. But it's interesting to note, the Ramah brings down in two places, Yud Beis and Yud Yud. Whenever the Ramah brings down Nene Bechalipin, he brings it down as a diyeved. When Mechaba says it's Aser, Zakir Ramah, but if Ein Nene Bechalipin, it's Mutter. Why didn't the Ramah just simply say that Ein Nene Bechalipin doesn't need Chesonis? So he's Medayik that the Ramah himself, although the Rishonim don't say that, and in Tosis it's clearly Mashma not like that, but from the Lashon of the Ramah, it's Mashma, the Ramah relied on Ein Nene Bechalipin only B'diyeh. Someone asked the following shayla. A cousin called Rabbi Yehuda Chesna, he's a rav in Ofakim, wrote many svarim, and he said like this: there was a kiddush Shabbos morning in the shul, put up a big chalom, and Friday night they made sure to lock the doors on the way out, so it should be guarded. What they didn't realize is the Arab cleaner was locked into the shul with the chalom. And later he let himself out and went home and locked it again. So he's telling me, he's asked the Shaila, you have a problem of it was alone with a guy without any chesamas. And he told me, and it's very cautious, it's absolutely no chash the guy will, the Arab is going to switch it. It's only the shayla is going to steal it, but it's not, there is no shayla that he's going to switch it. He's not going to go take chalm and then go get Arabic chalm, Lebanese chalm, and put it in instead. The only shash is gzeila. He wants to steal, but it has nothing to do with hilchus kashrus. So this brings up a question. Let's say you hire a babysitter who's not from, or not Jewish, babysit your children. Do you have to worry that you switch the food? He writes, and in Shuvah Sheva Takahasi, he says, no, because babysitters don't switch foods. Oh, they don't leave the children alone to go switch the food. They just eat food. And Memela, there is no chash of chalipin. And Sheva Takahasi suggests it would be appropriate if you hire a babysitter, you should tell them, help yourself to whatever food you want. And then they won't even have a Yetzahara to go switch it, because they already had permission to eat it. But Al Kapon, the Shaila is, once we hold that you're not chayshah to be machshel, to add something trait, for lahachis, the only shayla is if you're going to switch it. Certain people, workers, don't switch things, they just steal things. It says in Simen Kuf Yuches, Sif Zayin, that if shayleach liyad nochri in a mokim mavel rabim, in a place, mutter, it's a public area, it's mutter, he's not going to switch it in a public area. The Poskim write, the Shach says, that if this public area is just has Goyim, then it's only mutter b'dieved. There's a chash he might switch it, but it's a very small chash. If it's b'shchunas Yisrael, if it's in a Jewish neighborhood, then it's mutter l'chatchila to send it without any chesamis. However, it has to be that it's carried in Rishus HaRabim. If it's carried, let's take an example, Shuvas Beis Shleim, it was sent by train. Train is a public thing, but it was sent in the cargo section of the train. Cargo section of the train is not a makam avil rabim. The Beis Lama says, then it's going to be usr. The back of a truck, you send it in a truck, and the back of a truck is not a makam avil rabim. The question is, what is a car? A car doesn't have any hidden places. You can look through the windows, but it is a private place. Is something sent in a car a makam avil rabim? And this is a machlokes, we'll get back to it. And Tshuvas Avnei Yashpei from a fine handler, he says it's not, but Israel Orbach writes that it is.
Does that make a difference if the windows are tinted?
Well, every car with tinted windows, the front window, I think, is not tinted. No? It's Negein Hilchus Yichud, much more important than thing, is that all the windows are not tinted. Now, in Sif Hei, it says Niker is a sinner. And then it adds a few words. Uki Yaitzabai. And anything similar to Niker. What does it mean, anything similar? What is he referring to? He must be referring to something, that this is a simon, and therefore it is mutter. And the answer is, Beis Yosef tells the following story from a Tshuvas Harav. A mashgiach, they were salting and preserving sheep. This was in Mallorca in Spain. His job was, he was going to go home for Pesach vacation. His job was to seal it. Came back 6 weeks later, and oops, he forgot to seal it. Left alone in Mallorca, surrounded by Goyim, not a Jew in sight. Doesn't sound promising. He went and asked the Ram. And the Ram said, tell me, do Goyim in Mallorca eat salted sheep? He said, no. Where is the nearest salted sheep in Spain at that time? He said, in Catalonia. The Ram says, it's mutter. Because the chash is you're going to eat it and switch it. Well, isn't a trefa version of it. Prichadish says, Huadin Pashtida. Got a shayla, one of the famous caterers in London, is called Rice Caterer. Very famous, thick food, not good if you're on a diet, but it happens to taste good. And it's in Golders Green, rather. They made a catering a kiddush in Edgware, about 5 miles away. Goes through Kayesh and Abel, it's in a truck. And the food arrived. The meat was sealed. A lot of things were sealed. There were two very important things that were not sealed. The gala and the griben. I don't know if in Florida you have such food. But those two were not sealed. So the Baal Shem called me up. What's this? A kiddush without gala and griben? What's going to be? But it wasn't sealed. And child of derisis. So I asked him, tell me. Griben and derisis. Gala is also, I think. So I said, tell me, can you get tray for gala and griben within a half hour in London? He said, no. You probably have to go to Antwerp to get it. So I said, so you don't have a shayla. That's the kiyotzabai of the Shulchan Aruch for the Ran. The Pesha doesn't exist. Such tray for food. You read the notes, the tshuvas they have in the OU, they had such a question. Here again, a mashgiach was overseeing a cheese production and forgot to seal it, went away, came back a few weeks later. Everything's in its original state, but totally unsealed. It so happens to be that kosher cheese blocks are 40 pounds and are square. Trefa cheese blocks, or Gwinnis Akum cheese blocks, are a different weight and are always rectangle. And the Mela, the Shaila came to Rabbi Zelsky and said, is it mutter? And he said, yeah, well, because I can't get a 40 pound square trefa block, and therefore it is. The Taz says, another way it could be mutter is if it's nicker betriyas ayin, you can recognize this is your food. You left it there. Let's take the case of the lunch in the refrigerator. Besides other teirim ma'avar l'rabim and yosef v'nichnas and chaysim echav, but I can recognize this is my wife's cooking. If you recognize it, then you don't have the shayla. The Mabit has a shayla as follows. I sent meat via the post office. Sent it by mail. It arrived without any chaysim. Is it mutter to eat? And he says, L'chayre, on the post office, we have a chazaka umen loy mara unnasei. The Mabit himself says, so therefore two chaysamis is not necessary, one is enough. Hashtas, if you hold of umen loy mara unnasei, then it should work even without any chaysamis. So there's a story going around that people went to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, and they made all the meat, put it in their suitcase, and took it to Eretz Yisrael. When they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, they opened it up, they see that the security in England opened up their suitcase and opened everything up to check what it is. And it arrived unsealed. So what's the halacha? So now, if it's nicker, you could tell what your wife's brisket looks like. So then, some of those what are shaking the tuss. But besides that, l'chaira on the people in the TSA, or the British TSA it was, you have an umen le'maram nasei. They're not going to go eat up people's meat and switch it. They're going to lose their job. Furthermore, there happens to be cameras over there, so at least it's a mokem marvel l'rabim of goyim, and therefore l'chayr b'di'evet it is.
So are you, any deliveries, any jewelry coming from?
Wait. Steal the whole shit. I want to see how many heterim we could say at the end. One more thing. It says in Siman Kuf Yud Ches Sivov, even if it's nana of the chalipin, it's mutter if it's a yotze v'nichnas. That's right, whatever. It's mutter by sivyud, by yotze v'nichnas. However, and it's mutter l'chatchila if there's a yotze v'nichnas. But it depends. And yotze v'nichnas means the door is open. It says in Hilchos Yayin Nesach, even if there's no door open, there's a keyhole and you can look into it, it is mutter. There's a crack in the wall and you can look into it, it's mutter. In our terms, if there's cameras there, it is mutter. However, it says that that's only Yetzir v'nichnas for a short amount of time. But if it's a Yetzir v'nichnas l'zman meruba, then it's only mutter d'yevet. What's called Zman Merubah? How often do you have to come in and out? Kesem Mishnah says every 18 minutes. Well, you could have come in within 18 minutes. The Lacha Mishnah says, no, that's too short. Many parsaras. The Bach says a half a day. If it's more than a half a day, then it's not a Yetzir Nichnas. What happens if you're in the house, but you're sleeping? Is that called the Yetzir v'Nichnas? And the Ben Ish Chai in Rav Pa'alim says, it depends. Shinas Arai is the Yetzir v'Nichnas, Shinas Kva not. The Chayr he meant the Bach. Now, let's go to the, I'd say, most commonly asked question. You order something on Uber Eats from your restaurant. You order a whole meal. It comes exactly what you ordered, but unsealed. It came just with one seal, so we know the Rama says that a guy could be added as mutter with one seal. It came unsealed, but it's exactly what you ordered. Is it mutter to eat, at least with the evidence? Now let's go through. How is it delivered? I don't know here in Florida, but in London, they come on little motorcycles or bicycles. L'chaira, that's a mokem ma'aver l'rabim. Whether it's ma'aver rabim ashkunas Yisrael or not, depends how long, where it went to, from where to where, and it also depends how long it took to be delivered. That's one. Number two, this is his job, to deliver. If he switches something, he loses his job. It's not like Shaleach Aliday Nafei. This is an Umen Leimara Nasei. Number three, V'chayra, it's not a Nene V'chalipin. A person has no benefit. If it's in the city, it has absolutely no benefit from switching it. And therefore, the combination of Umen Leimaram Nasei, together with no benefit, together with Mokim Marva L'Rabim, and the Torah will tell you, at the very least, that the evidence it is Mutter. Now, this is also the type of food that's very generic, maybe a pizza. But there are certain foods that you can tell it came from this restaurant. There are signature dishes which are more advanced. And a guy can't simply eat it up and replace it. Those are guys replace it. They don't have those types of dishes. Or it's nicker where it came from. That's a fourth svara. Weiter, if it's a meichel that only Yidden make, or only made kosher, so that's the fifth svara. The difference is the last two svaras are mutter l'chatchila. The first three svaras are mutter b'di'evit. Oyel v'kolan now is, from the customer's perspective, l'chayra, if you ordered something, and you know it left the store, and it arrives exactly what you ordered, from the customer's perspective, at the very least, it is mutter b'di'evit.
And then it's a fry yid
delivering
it. Hmm? Once it's a fry yid who's delivering it.
Still, it's not a man of a chalipin, and it's still a mokem marav l'rabim, and still it's umen l'marav nasi. And therefore, it's mutter. That is from the perspective of the consumer, who's hungry at the moment and needs the food. From the perspective of the kashrus organization, this is very, very bad practice, because what usually will happen is that the customer will call up the hashgacha and say, you know, I ordered something from a restaurant under your hashgacha, and it came unsealed. You go tell him, you should know. Okay, Allah, it's mutter. Ah, I'm a bit umin my ma'am. No, say, mokim avarabim, the shach shteit as a mutter. The Bezril Orbach says, that even a car is a mokim avarabim. The Ramal says, ain't the end of the Philippine is mutter b'di'evit. And b'chol, where are you going to find, you know, treif kishke from? Anyway, it's all true, la halacha. But if you tell this to the customer, so you should know the person you're giving a hash on, who's in, you know, everything they told me is not true. They told me I have to seal it. I don't have to seal it. The raya is, I sent it unsealed, and the customer got it, and he called up the rabbi, and the rabbi said, it's good. And you should know what's the evidence. We cynically say what's the evidence for one generation comes the chatchila for the next generation. In business, what's the evidence 1 minute, the next minute turns into a chatchila. And therefore, as a matter of course, you have to tell the people, again, from a policy perspective, that return it to the store. Now, you might say, but that's a chayshu mishpah question, because I'm being mafsid the store. I always have to make a tie in chayshu mishpah. You know, this year we're doing here a day. But there's a chayshu mishpah question. I'm telling the store to replace something, which al pi din is mutter. And it could be if it's nikir or it's a ma'achal Yehudi, it's even mutter l'chatchila. So how am I supposed to, how am I allowed to do that? It's very nice. I'm being cautious in Yeridea, and I'm thinking about the future. But it so happens to be that I'm being mafsid mamon.
They agreed to that when they signed up for the
contract. Oh, and the answer is, have here a contract.
That was
very
what?
That was very yeah. Your client's keeping quiet today. Anyway, it says, we sign a contract with the provider, and it says foods are placed in a box as well as a bag. Then how to it has to be sealed with two of the following staples, kashrus labels, stickers, and receipts. And then it says the company will repair or replace free of charge goods damaged in transit, or if the seals are open on transit, provided there's notification within 3 days. Because if you write that in the contract, so then al pi din, they just didn't deliver what was ordered. It's a cheshemish, taka cheshemish thing. You ordered something that's sealed, and they delivered something which is not sealed. It's not what you ordered. It's a plain mekachos. It's a plain mekachos. The manufacturer or the merchant has to replace it. And therefore, the person is not doing anything wrong by telling them to replace it. But al kopanim, in a pure halacha, it is mutter for the reasons outlined, like we say, b'di'evit it's mutter because ein nene b'chalipin, it's umenoy maram nase, and it's a mokim marav l'rabim. If it's nikir, or it's something which is only a Jewish machal, it's even mutter l'chatchila. As a matter of policy, going from the other end, what you have to do is make up with the store that they're going to return, do a return policy, and you can even add, if you want to motivate, that not only they're going to return it, but they'll compensate the person for his lost time or for his hunger. And so they have to add in some extra foods. Recently it happened, and I wanted to test it myself even, and ordered, and it came with something missing, and we called back, and they said, okay, and we have to now compensate you by sending you two wraps and something else also, and that's the way you ensure people think. In other words, we want to make it sa'ina nana b'chalifi in every which way.
Uh-huh. So yeah. If I don't ask the rabbi, I can have my dinner now. But if I ask the rabbi, I got to wait for the second delivery.
No. If you ask the rabbi giving the hechsher, you're going to wait. If you'll ask a different rabbi who's not in the hechsher business, he'll tell you.
You can still eat it. You just have maybe to send another one.
What?
You can still eat it. You just get to send you another one. Yeah.
Right. As usual.
Scott.